Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is 219 to talk with none other than Queenie. We got
JD the barber
in the building. We got
Miss Country.
Holla if you hear me. And we got, is that you, Ray?
And you know him, baby. China Ray in the his house. What's up?
What's going on in the crooked ladder?
Oh, man. Nothing, man. Just trying to stay safe and away from the coronavirus.
The corona. And that corona, man, that listen, that corona is taking names. They're taking numbers. That corona ain't playing with you guys. But I'm here to tell you today, if you are a listener of 219 The Talk, you cannot get the coronavirus.
You
are
yes, you are immune.
You are immune.
Just
got
to get to the show. That's just what we
say. I mean, it just is what it is.
It is, ain't no doubt.
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. Now, we got a couple things, y'all, we're going to cover on the show tonight. We want everybody to get ready for the Sip and Paint coming up with My Gospel Soul Magazine.
Yeah.
We want everybody to get ready for the mixer that's coming up with My Gospel Soul Magazine. We are on the move. Trainer Ray, you got a new show, man. Talk to me. I listened to the show day before yesterday. I enjoyed it. Tell us about your show.
Oh, man, I got a show on Saturdays around about 12:15 talking about fitness events or fitness in general. Just, you know, pretty much I just sat on the show and talked about stuff like, you know, the three ways or the three things that are very strong or that you need in order to lose weight. So everybody should check me out on Saturday at 12:15. Had a good time. Just chatting, talking about fitness, because that's what I love.
Exactly.
You know, I need to check it out. I got a couple of pound cakes I got to lose.
What?
If y'all try to shed a couple of pounds, reshape some of them curves, get your summer body together, because summer is coming fast, whether you're ready or not.
Well, they ain't going to be fine. Right. They ain't going to be ready.
They better, if they listen to fitness, Ray, they will be. They give her,
all
look,
the time.
Ray gonna make them pounds melt off like butter, baby.
Come on.
Yeah,
just like butter.
Melt off like butter. Yeah, melt like butter, baby.
Yeah.
Next
time,
you know,
the
you go from a 2 liter to an old Coke bottle.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hey, look, even if the coronavirus gets so bad they want to shut the whole world down, you can look at me on Skype. I Skype you and train. You hear me?
There you go. Still get you in shape.
Huh.
Still get you in shape.
In the midst of the corona scare. Yeah, we ain't gonna let the coronavirus stop us.
All the time.
Listen, this crazy mess. Look, not saying that the corona not real. But this mess, man, is driving people crazy. They done shut down games. Out here, they shut down the Rodeo.
The
Rodeo.
Who went to Texas Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo? That's one of the biggest rodeo events in the country.
What we had?
Period. Matter of fact, in the world.
Listen, Ray, we got a mayor named Sylvester Turner.
Old Sylvester.
When you hear Sylvester Turner, you already know it's either turn up greens or something's gonna turn up. But he was on TV and it was hilarious the way he was telling people. He act like one of them old aunties when they get to talking. Now listen, listen to what I'm saying to you. We're shutting down everything. The kids, hide your wife. We're shutting down everything.
Quit running in out my screen, though. Damn my damn screen, though.
Get all the water from Walmart. Get all the water out the grocery shelf. We're shutting this whole thing down.
I don't know what they're doing out the tissue paper, but hey, you just. I don't know if the corona make you get the coronas or what.
I don't know.
The coronas?
They say you get like flu-like symptoms.
You turn into a little goose or something?
I don't know.
Does that do you?
Ooh,
look here. I don't want that.
Now, Ray,
if I get a little tingle in my throat, I'm here to straight. I'm telling you now, baby. If I get up in the middle of the night with my flip-flops on, I'm gone, I'm going to check on the coronas because my throat is itching or something.
Okay, baby.
I'm not taking no chance.
Just give me a call because I can't get it through.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen to you.
Okay.
So I got to get up out of there and get out your face. I can't breathe on your face. Yeah.
Ray, what they doing in the Crooked Letter? They done shut everything down. They done shut everything.
I heard that not the schools, the public schools. I heard that one of the colleges, I heard now Mississippi State, they supposed to make them go to online courses. They can't go to the school, so they have to do online courses. So I've heard about Mississippi State, and I think Ole Miss, if I'm not mistaken, but they took them and told them that they had to do online courses from this point on until they do a – they're trying to do a deep clean, supposedly, of all the places. Eventually, they're going to be shutting a lot of people down because they tell them I'll shut them down so they can clean up and whatever the case may be. But that's all I've heard so far about it here in Mississippi.
They're going to have you disinfecting your forehead and everything in a minute. Look here, Ray. They done shut down the NCAA men's and women's tournament. Now you know
man,
how much
I saw that
is,
too.
Do you know this stuff is not serious? You know how much money they lose.
They just have to shut down
The devil is alive.
They say you going to work.
Look here. They shut down a bunch of things, but the doors of the church are never going to close.
Never going to close.
My gospel soul rolling with the church eye.
We're rolling.
We're not playing that.
Bible say I shall live
and not die.
Jesus has some stripes that I'm healed by.
By his stripes, I am healed all the time.
Exactly.
But let that corona knock on the front door. I'm under the bed.
I'll get my gun.
And it gets your gun.
I'm
going to holler, Jesus.
Jesus.
Mainline.
That's it.
Tell me what you want. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. They listen. They are shutting stuff down. The TV shows are on repeat.
Yes. Actors ain't even going to work anymore. I can't pull it up in the air.
Man, what? Hey, you know, now they're saying Tom Hanks. They said something about Tom Hanks has it.
But, hey,
what?
But look at this.
They talking about that on the news.
The whole Hollywood.
Let me tell you how our people are, right? I seen a woman walk around with gloves on, right? With the coronavirus going on, she got the surgical gloves on, walking around touching everything. But she putting the gloves in her face.
In her face.
Why she with the glove? What's that?
That's
I don't understand. If the corona done got on your gloves, and you put your gloves
on
your
face. That's right.
You wasting time. You tripping.
Well, what about the lady that had the grocery store bags on her feet? She had garbage bag tied around her waist, and then she raincoat on.
Hey, Ray.
And,
wait a minute. You talking about all that? What about the women making them surgery masks out their bra?
Listen. They had a white lady. She made one out of her bra, and it just covered your mouth and your nose. Then this black lady, she made one out of her bra cup, and it covered your whole face.
Your whole head.
Don't say
CC's with the T on the thing. Everybody know what I'm saying. Okay. Well,
oh my God.
Look, I like Steve Irwin. Well, Zoom. yeah, we make for Zooms or something, baby.
But don't say the T word. Say T cheese or something. Say something clean.
They got a Mexican
restaurant? I know.
I thought cheese. I don't know. We always
call
them kitties. Man, that's what they call them.
They call them Tata.
I said it on TV, man.
Oh, my Lord.
They said on TV, I said it on the radio.
Now, I want to talk about this Kool-Aid and Tisha of...
What?
Toilet tissue roll challenge.
Oh, Lord. Have you seen that? Right?
Huh?
Have you seen the new challenge where the girl poured a glass of juice? And she said, the new challenge is you got to suck all the juice out the glass through a toilet paper roll like it's a big straw. Bruh, it's the funniest thing you ever seen in your life. She damn near drowned herself on TV, on the tape. She choked the hell out of herself. Hey, look here. Let me tell you something. I am a smart supporter of stupidity. I'm all for stupidity. I'm cool with it. If you're going to film it, I'm for your stupidity. Go and do your thing. Give me a laugh. Help my day go by. And that's exactly what she did, my friend. I have never seen such an idiotic thing done on camera. I said, now that is America's funniest video. She need to get $10,000 for that. She need to send that in.
$10,000.
$5 cents. She need to call, what's that boy name? Carlton. What's Carlton's name? Alfonso.
Alfonso.
Alfonso. Roberto.
Alberto.
Send that boy name.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Yeah. Yes, but she gonna win hands down. I'm talking about it's the play, the cussing and everything.
Listen, Ray. This hell.
Huh?
Woo, I mean, a toilet tissue roll. Now, come on, you got to know that once that toilet tissue roll get wet, structure is over with, and you saying I'm going to suck this Kool-Aid. Through this.
But not only that, your mouth is instantly full.
You got the whole cup.
Coming out like the nose. And come on, man.
She should just call me and told me to pour it down my throat because I sure would have poured it on, too.
Hey,
Rachel, just.
One thing about it, I always tell people, common sense ain't that common. If it was, we wouldn't have had a problem with the world.
Common sense ain't that common. I say that calls for a round of applause.
Oh, that's a mess.
It ain't that common. It ain't that common. Now,
well, we people crazy.
JD had the show, Train the Ray called JD's Man Cave. Now, it's a certain part of the show where JD goes into hood shenanigans.
Oh, my God.
And I just want him to share a hood shenanigan. Can you do that for us, JD?
And the stuff that I talk about is universal, hood to hood. It don't matter where you are, whether you're in Houston, Texas, or you're in the Crooked Love. Right.
All the time.
Whatever happened to all the little kids riding bicycles? How come everybody
man, who you
on
telling?
The bicycle is started by the babies on the bicycle, man?
You're right. You're absolutely right. I say the same thing because Christmas come around. You remember back in the day when Christmas came, all the kids outside showing their bikes, riding skates and skateboards or whatever. Now, you look outside for Christmas, ain't nobody outside.
None.
And all during
that
the year,
make no
these
sense.
Negroes is senior citizens, ARP cars with bicycles with training wheels on them and everything. They never don't care. They jump on a little bike and take off.
And it don't
what?
Even be, it don't, it's not even 20 year old. It's like 63 year old.
Fuck 80. AARP, boy.
AARP.
Yeah, you on your way to the senior citizen meeting on a 10 speed.
With a security
on a
hustle.
On a huffy.
With security jacket
with the nephew, little Noon Poon
a head, a bald spot with a cap on. Right?
Amen. They are follicle challenged. Follicle
challenged. Jesus.
Yeah, look, God played a cruel joke on them and took their hairline a long time ago.
Hey, I'm listening.
He left them with
death. I already know it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Ray, I need you to talk to us about, you know, during the storm. I love when Ray says this. During this thing, during this epidemic of pandemic of pandemic of the corona.
I'm going to pray and hit that though. I ain't going to worry about this. Girl.
Right.
God got me. I'm not worried
uh-huh.
about no coronavirus. None of that. Hey, look here. You got a better chance of catching the flu or a cold from little nut-nut, man, with they little snotty nose, than you do the coronavirus.
Now when people got, man, could you imagine, Ray, how crazy that is? People, if I sneeze in the stove, everybody, I'm going to clear the stove. I ought to try it.
Somebody
oh, man.
Gonna, somebody going to pull their pistol on you.
No, they're not.
They're going to get that dough.
Don't get these people stirred up and scared. These people are already scared. Now, when you start buying stuff out of the stores, that is bad.
Yeah, they got.
Now, what happens if? Huh?
They gonna end up with all this spam and all that. They're gonna be eating spam to next year sometime.
Yeah, you know it.
And look, all them Vienna sausages, them crackers gonna get stale.
They're spam going in the Mother's Day baskets.
Uh-huh.
Watch
them
they hit.
You sure right. You sure right.
But anyway.
Go ahead.
Somebody gonna chop that up and make it look like ham.
Yeah. Look it up.
They're gonna chop that up like ham bites. They're gonna put that in something like some macaroni for ham bites. They're gonna be number spam bites.
Yeah.
Spam bites.
People gonna be making potted meat casserole. And Vienna sausage chili. how in the world you
it's
make...
gonna be like, what's that new movie that's, I mean, the part two of that movie, oh my God. You know,
Quiet Place.
Ooh,
that's gonna quit playing.
Man, people gonna be scared to go outside. You're gonna be for attacked by these.
I know what you're talking about,
yeah. They act like the corona is like them demons in the Quiet Place.
What an accolade. Somebody said that. The coronavirus got started after them Popeye chicken sandwiches started. So now everybody was buying them chicken sandwiches and eating them up. Now they finally digested it. You find out that coronavirus is the backlash of it. That's the aspect.
Well, I ain't getting no chicken sandwich, so I must be good then.
Nah, you good. Hey, let me tell you something. If you drink water out the water hole when you was a kid, if you suck water off the towel when you were bathing when you was a little kid, you ain't got to worry about it. You're immune from the coronavirus.
Now, Ray.
That's just all it is,
yeah.
Too.
Have anybody, Ray, what do they think is going to happen when, first of all, nobody's shipping or receiving? You done went to the store and took everything out the store. Ain't no shipping and receipt. Ain't nobody shipping. Ain't nobody driving. Nothing.
Oh.
Ain't nobody.
Yep.
Come on. Watch.
Yep.
You ain't finna port nothing.
Hmm.
I mean, what they think? What is we gonna do?
FedEx, and UPS don't stop. FedEx, we can a loaf of bread.
I'm gonna order mine off Amazon.
I bet you Amazon ain't gonna
check
that.
Bring you the water.
And a loaf of that Nature's Own wheat bread.
Yeah,
I got that.
Oh my God.
All the
time.
With my lactate. Hey, I've been hearing this little broadcast. I don't know if y'all heard the little broadcast about somebody saying that they know somebody that work in the Pentagon and all that other stuff.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And they work for
this.
And I was like, talking about shutting them down, and for 4 weeks, right, everybody got to stay in the house. First off,
I heard that. For
these
weeks.
People ain't finna stay in the house. Second off, bills don't
you
stop. Bills
right
don't stop coming.
Hey, right, they gonna roll right there in the hood, and them Negroes gonna be right out there playing basketball.
Look, you can't keep
that's
you
right.
Them
that's right.
At your house, we sellers gonna still be selling.
Yeah.
That's right.
Pee-wee,
now my biggest question,
Boom boom. Yeah, you can't keep them in the house.
My biggest question with that is, you locked me down for 4 weeks in the house, right? So what happens after the 4 weeks?
Exactly.
It's still gonna be there.
Let me tell you something.
Do you die in 4 weeks?
Let me tell you something. First of all, if you try to lock little Rosetta in the house and she run out of crack,
she's gonna get that crack.
She's coming out.
She's gonna get that crack.
It's a two thing. Look. A crackhead is only scared of one thing, and that's running out of crack. Ain't nobody worried about no coronavirus, no Hennessy virus, no Bud Light virus, no Miller Light virus. Ain't not worried about that. Let them run out of crack and watch them doors start cracking.
Hey, Ray.
All the doors going to crack.
Yeah.
They coming out the house.
Ray, I'm telling
you,
I'm going to tell you what the coronavirus really is. Trump dropped that coronavirus. I told y'all last week that he was doing the purge. It's a purge he's doing. I'm telling you, he dropped that corona.
I'm with you. I believe you. He blamed everything else on Obama. Why you can't blame him?
All the time. He blamed everything on Obama.
Said, all right, I didn't want to do this, but now I got to do it.
I'm gonna drop this corona. Don't drop the corona on. But push the button.
Push that green button, not that red button.
Drop the corona on.
Ooh. Drop that corona.
There go. And next thing you know, it was an effort. Damn, pandemic.
Pandemic, a pandemic, a pandemic, a
coast to coast.
Corona,
damn it. Just coast to coast.
This is what the rodeo politics. They lost their money on the
city.
Yay! People in
this. You know how many people was on Facebook talking about how many of them carnival packets they had and bought out?
Yes!
They want their damn money back. Man, if you not getting a buffalo nickel back. Man, if people got some wires up and unbolted all the wires, put them on the trailer and hit 16 and took off.
Listen, before Sylvester Turner and his minions got on that TV, rodeo was already packed up. The carnival and all of its people was already rolling.
They were gassing up.
Yep. What they say, what the
parents will
say? Autobots,
roll out. Yeah, them boys are playing, man. They got a pot of here. You go over there, you go over there, you can see as far as I can see. Ain't nothing. Wall to wall, nothing. Them people is gone.
Was a rodeo ever here?
Ever. Don't look like it.
Carnival.
Gone.
What's
in that? I don't know.
What was out there? They had a flea market or something?
Was it a flea market? I saw something.
I swear I see some tumbleweed. Oh, like, man, it's like a wild, wild west.
Rely? Answer though?
Gone.
What they got out there?
My God.
They got
people ain't playing. When the people said wrap it up, they was already.
Hey, Ray, I bet you Donald Trump is underground in a bunker.
Yeah.
What you be saying, right? And hunkered down.
Down there was some. He kept one person down.
That boy hunkered down.
He got one person down there with him to do that orange spray can that he.
Yeah.
You got to pay them too. Bring them on.
Bring all the
can.
I'm a spray can.
Got a year supply.
In my house.
A lifetime supply of that orange.
Well, you know you got to do that
cowlick.
You
got to. Oh, yeah. That mug got them plugs.
Y'all know them plugs. He just changed them out every day.
The make ready carpet on top of his head.
Hey, listen. I heard this in the news. Somebody was talking about Oprah Winfrey for vice president.
Boy, hush. Now, look, here's a lot of things Oprah
can do. Oh, hell.
But I don't want Oprah, no damn vice president. I don't want Oprah near the White House, matter of fact. Stay your ass. I don't even want you going on tour at the White House. Stay your ass.
Hey, is it going to be the big Oprah or little Oprah?
I don't care which Oprah.
It's going to be the Weight Watchers Oprah.
Her and Gayle folks need to stay their ass with the White House.
You're going to be some changes right here now.
Man, look here. Let me tell you something. I'd rather see Donald Duck in there than Donald Trump. I guarantee you. But I damn sure don't want to open up. I'd rather see Donald Duck than Donald Trump.
You going to see up there on the stairs of the White House. Oh, Sophia home now.
Sophia home now.
I'm I'm moving to Canada if I got to go on a 10-speed. I'm out of here. I'm not fooling with the United States.
She's going to get in there. She's going to get in there, and somebody going to say, you sure is clean.
You sure is clean. Don't hit her. Don't hit her, baby. Don't hit her.
No, Miss Sophia.
Somebody's gonna say, you ain't nothing but a big old. Time to go.
Ain't no way. Y'all can tell my wife has seen The Color Purple too many times. She can't help it.
Mother, you sure is ugly.
She gonna be in that
sure is ugly.
I gotta go to school.
That ain't my mammy.
I was married now. She gonna look. She gonna bring Harpo in there with her. Yep. No. That was that old mule, Paul.
Is that
old
mule to me?
No such a thing, Paul. No such a thing. I know that old mule.
I love Hoppo, but I'll kill them dead.
If they put whoop in there, it's gonna be a whole nother baby. Ooh, they gonna say whoop.
Ain't no way.
Whoopie on the porch by the shade trunk.
By the shade mouth.
Baby, let me
see.
Oh, my Lord.
Ain't nobody going to stop her if she do about to shave her. Ain't nobody going to stop her if she's going to slice his neck. That mother going to be hanging out the back of that thing.
Oh,
Gary going to
be there
because
he put Omarosa out of there. Oh, sure, Gary ain't in there no more. Omarosa gone. And you know they ain't let Gail in there.
Oh, no.
And Suge ran to the house to save him. She'll probably walk this time.
What you doing?
See, this
from
Oh,
my God, I can't.
Oh, and my head be hanging on the back of that rocking chair just dangling. His toupee going to fall off and everything.
She messed up going there
and shade them plugs on top of his head. He's going to have a problem. That boy looks like a porcupine.
You might as well say Trump married to, because I believe Trump wife is just like Whoopi was in The Color Purple, spitting glasses and stuff. She got to be spitting Trump glass. Because they can't catch her holding his hand.
Never holding his hand.
Look, she treats Trump like he got the coronavirus. She don't want that boy touching her. Hey, get up off me, boy. I done seen so many videos of her snatching her hand away or moving it. Like, no, brother. That woman is mail order bride, and I think his subscription about to be up. She's about to return after his next election. Uh-huh. She's gonna return back to Venezuela.
Oh my
God,
where's from?
Yugoslavia.
They should have left her on the video.
Yugoslavia. Somewhere she's from.
I don't even want to figure it out.
I think she's an alien, to be honest.
Is she?
I only think she's from the planet.
Oh, I know.
I know she built like a stick figure.
Do we have any? Babe, you got another topic?
I sure do. on a different. I'm gonna swing the whole pendulum on this topic here, Trainer Ray. Let's talk about these black women dating their son. You know what I mean by that?
Doing what?
The black women that's got these black male sons at home that they trying to turn into the man that they want.
Oh Lord!
And they babying him and not training him up to be a man for nobody else.
Wow.
They keeping it Jody, a baby boy.
Oh,
they sending baby boy out there in the world. They dating him. They fixing his plate for him. They letting him sleep all day. They taking care of him. They going out to the movies with him with their son instead of getting him a real man to go out with. And they done ruined that baby. They done crippled that baby. He is at home, stunning rope. He ain't good for nothing but staying home with mama now.
Hey, you know, but you know, some women don't know they doing it. They think that, like with my son, I taught him to take trash, I do all this different thing, go out there. And look, I purposely said, give me $20, because I needed you to understand that you're going to have to make some money. You're going to have to put yourself in a position to be able to take care of your wife. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But all that hugging on me and being under me and doing all that, boy, you need to get on somewhere. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of women who are allowing their sons to be under them to a point to where it's like that day. I saw a young lady on Facebook. She was just always posting my little man. And he's like 21.
And she
you
know, got her titty in his mouth.
Baby,
don't say that.
That is not decent.
I know some people here in this. I know some people here in this city that actually treat their kids. These are teenagers now, and they treat these kids like they tell them everything is bad outside. Which you know the world has gotten different, snatching kids or whatever the case may be. But they telling these kids that certain areas of the neighborhood, like over here, you got the north side, south side, and people. They tell them that South Side is bad or North Side is bad, so they keep them in the house and they live outside of the city. But I tried to teach them when I got around them. I said, why do y'all teach the kids that? I said, let me ask this question. I said, when they go to school, don't they go to school with these same kids?
Exactly.
Aren't these same aren't these kids that you tell them to be scared of? Aren't these the same kids they ride the bus and hang out with at school? So what happens? So they got them in this misconception that when they get older, they just going to cause one of them, their uncle, you know, he's doing well for himself. He got a nice big house, got big cars, you know, great Range Rovers and all that. But anyway, I told him, I said, everything ain't meant to go that way. I said, now what happens if he has to live in the hood? What is he going to do?
Exactly.
He going to turn his nose up at these people that he living around? I said, y'all got to stop babying these kids and got them in the house. And they don't know nothing about it. They got all the book sense, but no common sense. And I said, every time they get out there in that street, these kids going to run over them because they don't know nothing.
Exactly.
Y'all got them in the house, like you say. You got them in the house holding your curtain, holding your shirt tail. You got them in the house. You won't let them go hang out. The other kids want to go to the movies or to the bowling alley or something together. Nah, I don't think my baby should go. He wanted to play football. Ooh, I can't see my baby playing no football. I said, you need to let him be a boy and let him go and get out there and get knocked around a couple of times so he can understand. But these, like you said, they got these kids up under their mamas. The mamas are taking them and babying them and got them in the house, don't want them to do nothing. I ain't teaching them about life. I ain't teaching them about working. They even told, like, one little boy, his mama was like, you can't never go to the military or this and that. I said, I don't frown on college. I ain't got no problem with that. I said, but sometimes kids ain't made for college. That's right. And I asked her, I said, why do you keep him out of the military? Because he might go to war. I said, everybody don't go to war.
Right.
I said, if he goes to the Air Force, he's probably 9 out of 10 not going to war because the only people go to war in the Air Force are the flyboys, the people that's flying.
Right.
I said, you ever heard of an Air Force soldier walking around somebody carrying a gun shooting at somebody? No. I said, y'all got these kids so scared of being outside. If they ride, one of them rode around with me one time, they were like, shoot, I ain't scared to go over there because I'm with Mr. Ray. I'm with Mr. Ray. I said, y'all need to stop being scared, period. I said, because people feed off of fear.
Exactly.
And if they see you scared, they're going to run over you and run through you. And I told these ladies, I said, y'all got to stop teaching these kids that this side of town is bad. And don't do that. You can't go here. Like y'all said, they taking them and got them all up under their shirt tails, got them all up under the house. They don't know how to do nothing, don't know how to have no work ethic, don't want to do nothing. So you're right. These kids need to have a different mind, for, especially getting away from these video games.
I'm just for saying,
oh,
ready. Let's talk about that. Look, they at home playing PlayStation and eat Cheetos all day. They wonder why their feeling blood sugar is 380, and he's damn near blind. and his blood pressure 300/300.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
He's sitting in the back room back there sweating gravy. His cholesterol is so damn high at 14 years old.
Bags under the bed.
You want to let him play football or nothing? Yeah.
No.
He got pickleball wrappers all in the pocket. All in the pocket.
And you around here.
And you're
and
right.
This is what gets me. But this is what gets me is when they start bragging. Look how big my boy is. Look at him. He could put away some food. Why are you proud of that? Why are you proud that he's morbidly obese at 8 years old and 12 years old? He can't even walk down the sidewalk without breathing hard. You proud of it? Look at my big old boy.
Little boy sitting out there looking like a big old M&M. Just big.
Looking like the Michelin man.
But listen, my son could put away some food. I'm just being real. But he running, he's doing, don't get me wrong, his metabolism is abnormal because he don't hold weight. But let's just move on. My God. But he go outside, play football and all that stuff. Now when he got older, my God, this epidemic called these gangs got a hold of him for a little while, but then he had to go get a job because JD had a little talk with him.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't pretty.
That's how you got to have a come to Jesus.
And that's what I want to bring up. When women, and I'm a woman, don't allow the man that God sent into her life to talk to her children, she don't realize that now he has taken up the responsibility of not just taking care of you, but take care of these children. And why do you feel like, and let me tell you something, I went through mine, but why do you feel like he's good enough to marry, but he's not good enough to say nothing to your children? Then what did you marry him for?
Amen.
All I'm saying.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Because when I was married, my wife, like when it came to different things, different topics, or different things about the kids. And I would say something, she would always tell me, I know how to handle my kids. I can handle my kids. I said, why is it that you think that you're the only person to be able to, if we're married, I thought this was a joint thing. We're supposed to raise the kids together. It ain't supposed to be raised on one side, and then you got the man sitting over here, and then you'll tell him, you'll come to me and tell me, well, my son will be watching you, blah, 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 so you need to watch what you do, this and that. I said, but you won't let me talk to him and explain to him how to be a man when you sitting here telling him that, and she don't listen to him. The kids try to talk to her about things. She want to beat the brakes off of.
Yeah.
Man, beat this. What'd you say last time? What'd you say last week, JD? Beat you like a wet dish rag?
Do you limp as a dish rag? Yeah, beat you to your
I'm talking about,
a dish rag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you said, that she would never let me talk to him.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, just coming from a woman's side, and I'm hoping women are listening, you'll ask God for help. You'll ask God, Lord, send me help. Send a man. I need this boy out of control. And then when the man get there, you want to tell God how to, no. This lady came one time, and she was telling me, she said, I need God. I want God to save my son, because her son was doing a whole bunch of stuff she was unhappy with. And her son went through, he ended up in jail, and then he ended up not being able to walk. It was some stuff that happened. But he gave his life to Christ, and he tells his testimony. But she was so angry with God, because she was like, well, why he ain't walking? And Lord, why this had to happen? I was like, listen, first of all, we have to understand that.
You don't question God. We
It's like we want to take God's hands and show him how to do it.
Right.
But if you could do it yourself, then you would have did.
Exactly.
It would have turned
right.
out different.
Right.
But when God sent your help, it's just like that man standing on that roof.
Huh.
You know what they said? And they sent a boat. They sent a helicopter. They sent it. And he said, well, I'm waiting on God. Well, I sent you a boat.
Look
at
a boat.
Yeah,
God
sent
you a boat,
helicopter.
A plane, and everything else. Yeah.
Oh, I sent some FEMA boats. Come on.
Hey,
you, what you did? I'm going to just stay right here.
Well, the thing is.
Till God cracked the sky.
You got to understand something. And it's understandable as a man, and, you know, you got to get with the right woman, because the thing is, a woman that asks for something from God, and then when God sent it, she don't trust it. She don't trust the fact that God sent it, you know, because her faith ain't that strong.
It's
you know what I'm saying? She got faith in herself, but she really ain't got faith in God and what God has sent her in her life. So you have that goes, you know, that's a whole nother topic right there. Yeah, that's a whole nother topic. But you have to understand that a lot of times when you're dealing with a household, and I had to get to that point when I got with my wife, that these kids are broken. When you're dealing with a woman who's been in and out of different relationships, and she's had, you know, she's seen the good side for a glimpse, and then she's seen more bad than she's seen good.
Come on.
She is always walking on eggshells waiting. As a man, she waiting on you to screw up. Because if that's the pattern that's been happening, you just going to, she thinking, first of all, he going to fall back into that pattern.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
coming. When is the reveal going to happen?
Yeah. You wait for the punch.
Waiting on the, we are waiting on the, it's like a bad joke. When is the punchline coming?
Yeah.
You know, so we have to think about that. When you're dealing with a household and coming into it. And it takes a special kind of man to come into a household and help the mending and the healing start. Because first of all, as a man, you want to come in and implement your rules and your guidelines, because you are the husband, the house man, the one
who
holds the house together.
Punching and under.
Yeah, over and under. You got to handle it somewhat gently,
yeah,
but also sternly at the same time. It has to be a affirmative yet sensitive type situation when you're dealing with, you know, respecting the household, respecting the mother in front of the kids. You have to, you know, not all the arguing and bickering back and forth once amongst each other in front of the children, because that shows discord, and kids will pick up on that. And they use that against you. You know, you have to show a unified front and deal with those different situations in those households. But like I said, you have to be a man who understands that there's some mending and some healing that has to happen before you can so-called take command of the household and get things rolling into a positive. But like I said, all that stems back from trust from that woman, trust in what God has sent in her life. And into those kids' life.
Because it's a lot
now,
of women that have passed up. It's a lot of women that have self-sabotaged a good relationship.
Oh, yeah, most of them.
Because they have been in so many terrible relationships, they can't recognize love.
Right.
They can't recognize
love.
Like you said one time, JD, you said that if a woman can get used to anything, if that man punch her in the face every morning. And then one day he don't punch her in the face, she gonna say, why you ain't punch me today?
So what?
What's wrong?
So
what's wrong
it's
you?
Like it's like when that woman when that woman gets in a healthy when she gets in a healthy relationship,
you
have to understand and I thank God for my husband, but you have to have an understanding too for like JD said, for what she has suffered through or been through, and say now, Lord, help me to minister to my wife, or help me to learn how to deal with what's going on, or recognize. That's why I always tell people, you get in a relationship, learn each other first. You know, you got to learn each other. You know.
And another thing that I talk about all the time, like I talk about on the Man Cave and all that, Ray, is that I tell people all the time, if you're dealing with a grown woman, as a grown man, you have to understand one thing. The thing that a woman wants most out of any relationship is security. And when I say that, I'm talking about she want to know that she ain't going to be homeless fooling with you. Her and them kids ain't going to be out on the street fooling with you in your ignorance.
Hold on.
She ain't going to lose everything she got because of you. She ain't going to, her heart not going to suffer because of you. Her emotions not going to suffer because of you. She want emotional, financial, and physical security. That's it.
I'm
going to
be honest,
now,
you know. If you go ahead.
I look at it like this, too. You know, as we were saying, as y'all was talking about, God sends people into people's lives. Like, if that woman is broken and the woman says, God, I need somebody to come into my life. Okay, God has sent that man in your life. If he's there to help you heal. And some women don't see that because they'll look at it like, I've had somebody tell me, God, I've asked God to send me a man, and blah, blah, blah. I had a good man. I let him go. I asked God to send me another good man. He sent me another good man. I let him go. And I said, well, one thing you got to do is stop and listen. Most people don't listen to God because God is, if God's sitting there talking, some people don't realize he sent it to you for a reason. You asked for it. And you're not listening. He's giving you the answer. It's right there in your face, and you see he's a good dude, but you run him out. Like you said, Queenie, self-sabotage.
Yeah.
Right.
And then later on, you be wondering, what's wrong with me? I hope God don't just give up on me. I'm sorry, God. I wish you could be another man. I won't be another man in my life. I'm trying to be good. God, please don't be mad at me. But I'm like, what they say, you have to stop. And the Bible say you have to listen too, right? If God is talking.
Right.
And then I told somebody, I said, God comes in many forms. It could be a bomb on the street. Can tell you, hey, look, you need to do this and that. That man is coming in your life. If you can't say that, just because he's a bomb on the street don't mean God didn't speak through him.
Yeah.
Don't mean
word,
God can't
anywhere.
Speak through anywhere. Anywhere. Somebody can walk past you in the street and say, hey. Right. Hey, praise the Lord. God's going to send you a gift. God has a man for you in your life. That person might not have ever seen you in your life and telling you there's a man coming in your life. That means God has sent that message to you. But some women tend to just let that go by because they, and I told this one person, I said, you have to listen to God. God has already given you the answer. He's given you what you asked for because they said most people receive not because you ask not.
Right.
So if you ask him for it and he's given it to you.
As a woman perspective. I want to say this.
Oh, go ahead.
I want to say this. That's so true because a lot of times a woman is, like I said, you know, and I always do teachings and studies on rejection. And you got to understand what sets in when a woman is rejected. You know, we want to talk about mindset. When a woman has been verbally abused, told that she's nothing, told that, it's like
PTSD.
PTSD.
Yeah. I did it. I got it on
my And when she gets into a relationship with a strong man, a real man, he can be stern. He can be, but he has to be humble enough, like I said earlier, if he knows that's his wife, see, because you got to first know that that's yours. You got to know that's yours.
Right.
If that's yours, the Bible says you treat her how you want to be treated. And
that's
he said, love her like Christ loved the church.
Yeah.
Okay? He said, love her like you love yourself. You wouldn't harm yourself.
Right.
So if you have, you know this your wife, right? Okay.
Right.
A man know his wife before a woman know that you her husband. Okay? God will confirm it with her. Okay? But you have to begin to do what God says do in order for her to be able to receive you like she's supposed to.
Right.
Because if you come out and make one false move, that's all I'm saying. You come out, you'll mess it up yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes you slip and fall.
Now, I'm going to say this, too.
Wait, Tranny Ray. Let me bring Mary B on. Mary B, where you at, baby? Where you at?
Mary B on
there? Mary B.
Mary?
Up, oh, she gone.
Oh,
let's move on. Come on.
Well, I'm going to say this, too. And to all the women listening, if there's women listening, I'm not blaming just the woman because sometimes the man could be, what's the word? Okay, let me say it like this. If a lot of times a woman don't need you to solve the problem, she needs you to listen to the problem because she just wants to vent. So if a man comes in and always trying to fix the problem, that's when he creates a problem.
Talk about it.
He creates a problem because he's trying to fix a problem that really isn't a problem. It's just that she wants to vent about a problem. And the man sometimes has to understand that he has to just sit back and just listen to what she's saying and just be there for her to vent to. But some guys always think, I got to be the superhero. And ain't always a superhero. That's why I say it ain't all about, that's why I tell the women, if women are listening, I'm not blaming just the women. It's the guys, too, because some guys tend to want to heal and help everything when sometimes there's no help for what she's trying to do. She just wants you to listen, wants you to be there so she can cry on your shoulder. So you have to understand. So if there are any guys, if any guys are listening, you have to understand.
Hold on. Before I forget what I'm saying, and I'm going to piggyback off of that because just your presence and being that strong man, that silence and that listening, is helping her heal.
Exactly.
Just being there, your presence. Let me tell you something. When you are with your mate, your husband, when you are with him, sometimes him just holding you while, and I'm just being real, a man just holding you while he cried out. He don't have to, like you said, you ain't got to fix nothing. This ain't even about you. You fixing it by just holding. You get what I'm saying? When you decide to come home with some flowers or you decide to come home, it don't have to be a reason. Because what you're doing is rebuilding what that other man tore down. You see what I'm saying? You got to build that lady back up. It's a certain way to put down a foundation. It's a certain time that you put up the walls. It's a certain time that you lay that sheetrock. It's a certain time that you put that the dough gonna go on there. Come on. It's a certain time that the roof gonna go on there. It's a certain time. So it's like a process. And you can't just get mad all of a sudden. Oh, why is it? Oh, she crazy. Oh, she this, that, and the other. No, a real man gonna stop and say, something made her like that.
Well, you got to understand something. Everybody's crazy.
Everybody.
Yeah, but you got to find somebody who's crazy you can deal with. My certificate covers your crazy.
Okay, baby.
So I'm cool with it. I can deal with yours. I went to school long enough to cover your crazy. So you deal with my crazy, I deal with your crazy. And boy, it's a beautiful thing.
Just a basket of crazy.
Just a basket of
crazy. Let's move on.
And
Mary B.
And we're not that medicated to deal with each other. We don't have to be that medicated. Ain't that a beautiful thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, Mary B?
Hey, y'all.
What's going down?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, LB? What's the business?
Hey.
LB, easy.
LB,
what's happening, y'all?
Man, we on the road, on our way into Houston, so we can fly out to New York tomorrow, for a wedding. But we were tuning in on the show, and everything you all are saying, man, is absolutely truth, and absolutely the fact. You know what I'm saying? A woman, when you get with a woman who has already been damaged through previous relationships, you have to be very careful as you walk into that relationship. You can't walk in with your head, you know what I'm saying? You gotta tiptoe your way in. You gotta tiptoe your way in. And that's the thing about it. That's the thing I learned. And I mean, but the thing is too, is really just be your genuine self. You know what I'm saying? It was well. And that's what it is that she's gonna fall in love with. Do you being the man that you are? You know what I'm saying? Because she's gonna realize that you being the man that you are is totally different than the man that she had before. So you got to be the genuine self that you are and let her see you for who you are and continue to be your genuine self throughout the whole time. But you got to be careful. Yeah. You can't come in and be demanding. You can't come in trying to, you know, you can't come in with the big dogs. You know what I'm saying? You got to tiptoe your way in. You know what I'm saying? And really nurture that relationship and let it grow before you really start trying to implement being the man of the house. You know what I'm saying? And I know that's hard for a lot of men because automatically we want to be the man of the house. You know what I'm saying? We don't want to tiptoe our way into that. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's a process.
Right.
Well, the thing is about that, LB, the thing is if you go in there and like I said, I always talk about this on you heard me say it because you was there when I – and JD's man, cause as a man, you got to get up and put your grown man on every day. And if you wear your grown man every day, eventually she going to see your uniform and know that you coming to work as a grown man.
Right.
And she going to let you do your job.
Yeah,
she gonna, when she see that you are qualified and trying to do your job, she gonna let you do your job.
No,
she gonna back up out the way. But let me tell you, that's what happens though. A lot of men fall short, and they don't do their job, but they want to be treated like they're doing their damn job. But you ain't doing your job, brother. You ain't showing up for work every day. You ain't showing up for work. See the thing
but
about a relationship, right?
There.
And the thing about a relationship is. And I tell people this all the time. That's the one thing I learned about marriage is it's a job. You got to show up for work every damn day. Whether you want to, ain't no sick call-in day. If you sick, you just show up sick, damn it, but you better go to work. And that's just all there to it when it comes to a marriage. You got to make it work every day. And I'm not going to ever tell nobody it ain't hard work. Because believe me, my wife had days when she get on my nerves, and I got days I get on her damn nerves. So we
Amen.
Have to work on those days extra hard. Them the days you have to put in overtime.
Overtime.
Come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where you put her in the doghouse.
Yeah. ain't no PTO or none of that, man. You don't get no paid
all
time,
the time
off or none of that.
You
just got to come to work, baby.
Yeah, you
got to
stick
it out. Slow you roll, slow you roll. Y'all not just going to breeze past that one right there.
Put the coronavirus mask on and go to work.
Wait a minute.
Coughing it all.
Train a rate. Train a rate. Let me tell you something. Train a rate.
Uh-oh.
About that doghouse. Baby, put me in the doghouse. I promise you it'll be a she shed before you know it.
Hey, you saw what happened to the other she said when they owned the commercial on it, got murdered.
What up? They the first thing up. Let me tell you something, Ray. I stay in the doghouse so much, I put wall-to-wall carpet in that bar. AC,
hey.
I done turned it into a man cave.
Hey,
I ain't
put a TV in there, be good.
Okay. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm all right.
All the time.
Amen, Lord. That boy, yeah. Crazy. But, yeah, that's how you got to do it,
but
man.
But you know what? Y'all know something else, too, though? Or, like, being serious about it. When you step into a relationship with a woman who has kids, too, that's a totally different animal. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I want to talk about it is I built a relationship with the kids while I was building my relationship with her. And
yeah,
it was times
you
like...
Double duty.
Yeah, and it
right,
was times you
right.
like, oh... I don't know if we should spend time with the kids together just yet. I think we should just be us right now and everything like that. And I told her, look, I already know I can't get you without getting them too.
That is. It's
so
a package deal.
I'm going to be a part of their life just like I'm going to be a part of your life. And I'm going to take them out. I'm going to do stuff with them just like I'm going to take you out to do stuff with you. And that's,
right,
where,
right,
and that's
right.
where I went in at. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I put it down in the beginning like, hey, I'm going to have a relationship with you. I'm going to have a relationship with your kids as well. And I made it
That's
important
right.
to me that we had, that it was a bond form between all three of us.
Right.
So
yeah, you got to know
that,
you got to know as a man stepping into that situation, as a man stepping into that situation, you got to understand it's a package deal. See, a lot of guys go in there, I want the woman, but I don't want the kid. You're going to get ran out of town. You're going to get ran out of town like the clown that you are.
And I'm going to say this. Then that's not your
woman for you.
That's not your woman.
That's not your wife.
If you get with a woman and you don't want to deal with her children, then you need to move out. Because why would you think God would give you a woman with children and then for you to run her children off from her? That's not God. If God, and I always wonder why men don't see it as God saying, you are powerful enough. You have, you know what I'm saying, you have the tools to bring this family, to cover this family.
Right.
So why would you come into a woman's life, run everything she loves away from her, and then want her to love you and wonder why she can't deal with you and she leaving you every week? She leaving you every week because you have put the love of her life out. You have cut her out. Them babies came from her body. And then what it makes her feel like is that if you don't love them, you don't love her.
Right.
And men don't get that. They don't get that. I know you're trying to help me get them, you know, push them out the nest, let them fly and all of that. But you don't sever a tie to where she can't see her kids and they can't call you and they need to be grown. Wait a minute. First of all, when y'all get old, your teeth is on the side of the bed in your little Dixie cup. No, it's the kids. Watch out.
Oh,
it's your kids, your grown kids, that's going to have to help you with the groceries, that's going to have to come over and help you do the things that you need to do. That's how family works. God gave you a family. And he said, one man dropped this family and didn't do what he was supposed to do. So I'm going to give them to you for you to make up for it. And you don't even see the honor in it?
Oh.
All right.
But you know, they come in
You know.
Get ran out of town. Speed on before you get
you know,
speed on.
Oh, my God.
You know, sometimes, too, women are blind because a woman sometimes will rather have that man in her life regardless of the relationship that he has with the kids because she feels that she has to have a man in her life. I've explained that to some women and in particular, and I told her, I said, why is it that you feel you have to have a man in your life? I said, if that man don't understand, like an example, there's one girl I was telling about, she has a son, and he was sick one night. So the dude she kicking it with wanted to see her, but I said, I'm sure you talked to him. So she ended up leaving, and he was still sick. And the little boy ended up throwing up throughout the night, and the mama was gone because she wanted to go see that dude. So she got called to the house, and when she got called to the house, they were like, "Well, you know, let me ask a question. I'm sure you told that man that, your child was sick, and if that's supposed to be your man, he's supposed to understand." The fact that your child is sick. So that man should have either came to help you or he should have told you, look, stay at the house with your baby, take care of your spouse, because that's number one.
Right.
Regardless.
Yeah,
I've asked women that.
He's supposed to show up with a pharmacy full of children's medicine.
Come on.
And buy four cans of chicken noodle soup.
And some bologna sandwich.
You know what I'm saying? I get home with two.
What is that, Ray? All the time. And all the children's medicine at Walgreens. Yeah.
All the time. Now
I'm gonna tell you
how I come in. If I'm gonna come into a relationship with a woman and she got kids, I'm just gonna whoop the kids as soon as I get in the door and let them know I'm grown. I'm the man in this house. You heard me?
Ray, let me tell you something.
Wait.
You run into the wrong house, them kids gonna click up on you and beat it out. You ever run into baby kids?
We multiply.
You wake up in that house dead. That's what's gonna happen. The kid's gonna be in cut your throat while you sleep. But you gotta go to sleep.
Being that side to the bed, like, yeah, my mom at work now. What's up, bro? Now what,
butt
bro?
Look, butt naked tied to the bed,
look,
getting beat.
That flash from Color Purple. I gotta go to work.
That might got you. Hey, that might got you. That might got you tied to the bed. Got you. That might got you tied to the bed and whooping with a fly swatter.
With a fly swatter.
Lord,
that's a terrible night. Mary B, you on the line, girl. You got a topic, LB. What's your topic? What you got?
We didn't get to catch the topic in the beginning, but what I'm doing, what I wanted to talk about and what I'm doing on Wednesday also is for the coronavirus. We're here in San Antonio. And that's where they brung the queen ship, and it's been cases down here, several people that have corona and things of that nature. So everybody at work, you know, it's hand sanitizer, it is, make sure you wash your hands, that. But I was like, everybody should have been doing this. So I'm confused on why now these are the practices when everybody should have been doing it.
Right. But the thing
is, they should have been, but you know, most people are not doing that.
Right,
exactly.
I was just going to say, there hadn't been a concentration on that before. Now, but look, this engine got so big, they just shut down the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. They just shut down South by Southwest.
Oh,
now, you know that's big when they do the South by Southwest.
I was like, oh my goodness, that's Houston. I mean, that's Austin, Spain.
Exactly. That's now, they also shut down the NCAA tournament, men's and women's. That's over with. That's not going to happen this year.
I bet you water bill going up now. People going to wash their hands and everything.
But you know what, Ray? I was just going to say something like that. You know, Mary B, you making a point because I want to say this. You know, they're using hand sanitizer and stuff now. They should have been using it in the first place.
In the beginning.
It's a lot of folks that should be taking baths. But, you know,
what? You got him on that one. You hit him on that one.
It's people now taking baths that ain't never took baths before.
Never took baths.
You don't bathe.
What's all that water for?
Water for the trouble.
Water for the trouble.
Wow.
Ooh, watch that little rusted tailpipe, man. If you don't watch that little tailpipe,
that mug gonna itch.
Listen.
You be sitting around like you're sitting like you in some soup. You feel like you're a little booty. Come on.
You be sitting there like you're in a sat on an ant bed.
Yeah, a little mustard. Just mustard.
Okay, that's enough.
Smell like a West African onion.
My God.
You ever smell the West African onion?
Woo!
That's loud. You smell it across the room.
Listen, I promise you, all these rich folk under their house got them a bunker. And everybody, listen.
I'm going to tell them to scoot over.
Did y'all see the video of the people fighting over the toilet tissue? It was two Latino women and a black woman, and then the two Latino women were drunk on the black woman because she was trying to grab the roll of tissue, and they started punching her in the face, and the black woman was like, I just want one roll, and the Latino woman was like, no, you can't even get one. It was so crazy, y'all.
Let me ask you a question. Maybe you can shed some light on this, because me, Queenie, North Trainer Ray, understand this right here. What is the correlation between the coronavirus and toilet paper? What do you get the runs?
No, people are, because Italy was completely shut down and they can't leave their home. People are thinking that's what's going to happen in the United States. So people are literally, like, piling up on tissue. And I guess that's the things that they feel like, hey, if I'm going to be in my house for a month, I need it.
Let me read a post.
Half of
my November
saw the paper anyway.
Let me read this. My current situation. No shopping cart, no water, no toilet paper, and lines along like I'm in a museum, I mean amusement park. And this is the third store I went to, praying for Houston and all surrounding areas for our nation. And then the next post says, what stores in Houston or surrounding areas have water or toilet paper? I really don't want to make a trip out of town to pick up these items. Walmart, Sam's, and Kroger are out. Aldi,
wow.
ISD also closed. No school. Conroe, due to the ever-changing situation regarding the corona, and in the best interest of the health of the health, safety, and well-being of its students, staff, community, and the citizens at large. Conroe ISD will be closed next week, March 16th through the 20th. Employees will receive further instructions from their supervisors. Updates will continue to be shared via district mass communication systems, social media sites, and websites.
Oh, my Lord. They're
taking
it
serious.
And they still haven't closed anything in San Antonio, but all the sick people that came here. Is that not
crazy?
Right.
Y'all can have it.
Like,
I
apply
the
blood of Jesus.
We're
going to
put all of them on the bus. Now, look, look, Mayor, what I need y'all to do is get in y'all car and come this way, and we're going to put all of them on the bus and send them to San Antonio.
Okay.
We're gonna start this Corona Exchange program. Like the student exchange, we're gonna do Corona Exchange. We're gonna trade the healthy people. Yeah, there you go.
They've already been
y'all come on.
It's crazy. And then the guy from the NBA, he was playing and touching all those microphones, and then he really got it.
Right.
Like,
well, they have to say there's three confirmed cases in the NBA already.
Wow.
I was watching it. They had it on the news.
Jazz?
Huh?
Are they all on the Utah Jazz or different teams?
Nah, it was they were on different teams.
Oh.
They all weren't on the same team. But there are three confirmed cases in the NBA already.
So that's
why you say.
Matter of fact, I'm coughing a little bit. I might need.
We see the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus.
All the time.
Come on, come out of there. New show hold.
If I'm coughing in the morning, I'm gone to the hospital. Two or three coughs, I'm gone.
That's that AC.
Okay, we're gonna blame it on AC right now.
Well, what Millie Vanilli say? Blame it on the rain.
They're not raining, yo.
They're not.
Look at here.
Boy, look at here.
All right, y'all. We are coming to the end of the show. Listen, this show has been something else tonight. All right. Let's sign off. Let's start with the late comers. I'm sorry. I'm just playing. LB and Mary B, come on, sign off.
Yeah, she's going to call you out.
I know. Horribly. She didn't even care. Okay, you guys, first of all, y'all know we family. We love y'all. Sorry we were late. Okay.
Yes, most definitely.
Secondly, 2019, I hope that you all have an awesome weekend. Everybody stay safe. Make sure to wash your hands, use hand sanitizer, and take showers. Just stay sanitized,
Woo,
you guys. Babe.
Save your
box. We love y'all. We hope y'all have a safe weekend.
All right. Y'all do the same. 219 to talk. We want to just say that everybody stay safe and sanitized. Amen. Although the country is canceling a lot of things, I want to let y'all know that my gospel soul ain't canceling nothing. All right? Amen. Still check us out at the paint and sip. Sip and paint. Whatever you want to call that.
Yeah.
Check that out. Still check us out in May for the Fruits of the Spirit Conference. Amen.
Yeah.
So we not canceling anything because guess what? We not scared of no corona. All right?
No.
Our favorite God is bigger than any coronavirus. Amen.
All the time.
And they can't with no virus yet. That could be my God.
So, but we out here, y'all. We love y'all. Everybody stay safe. Keep your heads up, man. Don't be scared. Pray. Stay prayed up. In this hard time, stay prayed up. And let's do it.
Amen.
All right, Trainer Ray.
Hey, this is Trainer Ray on 219 The Talk, signing off. If you want to get a personal trainer, hit me up on fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. If you like photos, hit me up at photocreationsllc.net. Tune in also on Saturdays at 12:15 and listen to Fitness Evolution featuring Trainer Ray talking about your basic fitness exercises. Thank y'all for joining us tonight.
All right, Miss Country.
Miss Country signing off. Y'all please tune in, because every day is amazing. Every day it is.
Amen.
Y'all enjoy y'all night, and please stay prayed up. And for real, surrender your life to Jesus Christ for real.
All right. Ain't no half-stepping. J.D. the Barber.
Yes. Once again, we've had a marvelous time here on 219 The Talk. I enjoyed this show. We got so much to talk about and still so much covered tonight. But I guess best thing that I can say is I really enjoyed this show, and we need to bring more information to our viewers, or not our viewers, but our listeners. I'm sorry.
Viewers.
Yeah, that's you, right?
It's coming.
But
it's
anyway.
Coming.
This is exactly. This is JD the Barber signing off. Clean draws and all.
Thanks.
We'll holler at y'all next time. Keep your head up and stay out the way of Corona, because she's coming, baby.
And this is Queenie signing off. Listen, 219 The Talk is where it is, you dig? All I want to say is LB.
Love. Yes.
Love you.
Yes.
Don't be drinking no Coronas either.
Okay.
Trainer Ray. I got a couple of pounds I need to lose. Yes, I need to get with
I'm
you.
Coming.
All right. Mary B., I love the videos that you're posting. Y'all make sure y'all go to My Gospel Soul Magazine community on Facebook
Thank
and
you.
Check out her interviews. She's taking the magazine by storm.
Yes.
All I'm trying to say.
Yes.
All right, I want everybody to stay encouraged. Make sure you check out me and Miss Country on Wednesdays. We got a couple of interviews coming up with Justin Rafika Douglas. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be talking about his book and also his new music that he's about to release. Y'all know me and Miss Country are just straight up country. All right, we'll talk to you later. This has been 219 The Talk. Catch us next week on Thursday. Just call the number at any time during the week. I promise you something is playing on My Gospel Soul Radio. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Oh,
219. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah, 219. Yeah, 219 to talk. 219. 219 to talk. Yeah.